This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall last week was between a tenth and three-tenths of an inch on most farms. Heavier amounts, though, of a third to two-thirds of an inch fell from the Palouse region down to around Dayton and then southeast of Pendleton. You can expect a generally dry west to northwest flow to prevail across eastern Washington and Oregon through the Easter weekend. Showers early next week will be mainly east of Davenport, Walla Walla, and Pendleton. Now, as we transition into early April, fieldwork should be able to make some gains with the drier pattern. Look for Saturday to have the best spraying conditions due to lighter winds and less chance for chemical drift. Unfortunately, though, we're going to have to watch for critically low temperatures for fruit on Saturday morning due to these lighter winds and mostly clear skies. 2-inch soil temperatures range from 40 to 45 degrees north and east from Ellensburg, Moses Lake, Lind, and Walla Walla to the upper 40s across the rest of the area, so really not much change from the previous week. But we should see 3 to 5 degrees of warming this week, and this should enable some good development of wheat and pastures and cool season vegetables. Now, looking at base 40 growing degree days, since the 1st of February, we're accumulating at about the same pace as last year, but about a week to 10 days ahead of normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.